Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This is where we take source material, really break it down, and just get straight to what matters, so you walk away knowing more right from the source itself. Before we dive in today, though, a big shout out to our supporter, SafeServer. If you're looking at digital transformation, maybe need solid hosting for software, perhaps like what we're discussing today, SafeServer is definitely worth checking out. They handle that side of things. Find out more at www.safeserver.de. Again, that's www.safeserver.de. Okay, let's do this. Today, we're digging into something called Owncast. We've got some info pulls from their GitHub repository and their main website.
Right, and the mission is clear. Figure out what Owncast actually is, what it does, and, why someone might pick it, but only using what's in these documents we have.
Exactly. And we really want to make this easy to follow, especially if maybe you're new to this kind of stuff, like running your own software online.
Yeah, think of it like we're reading through these pages together, pulling out the important bits so you get the picture without needing a tech manual.
Okay, so let's unpack this. What's the the core idea behind Owncast, according to these sources?
Well, so sources lay it out pretty directly. They call it an open source, self-hosted, decentralized, single-user live video streaming and chat server.
Whoa. Okay, that's a mouthful.
It is, yeah. But break it down. Open source means the code is public. Self-hosted means you run it, not some big company. Decentralized touches on how it connects. And single user means it's designed for one streamer, one channel, basically.
Got it. So not like signed up for Twitch or YouTube. It's about running the whole thing yourself.
Exactly.
And that self-hosted part seems, really important in the materials. They highlight it a lot.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean for a streamer, based on what they say?
It's central. The sources definitely push this idea of taking back control and ownership. It's not just implied. They explicitly mention owning your content, which makes sense.
Sure.
But also owning the interface, how your stream page looks, the branding, all that. And owning your moderation, your rules. And maybe most importantly, owning your relationship with your audience.
Okay. The sources contrast this directly with the big platforms where, the platform holds a lot of that power.
Yeah.
So self-hosting with Owncast is presented as like a deliberate choice.
Right.
Your server, your stream, your community space, you build it, you control it.
That really shifts the perspective, doesn't it? From renting a spot online to actually owning the place. But self-hosted can sound a bit scary if you're not, a server whiz. Do the sources mention if it's easy to get going?
They do address that. While it is self-hosted, there's this emphasis on it working out of the box.
Yeah.
They specifically mentioned a quick start guide in the materials. That suggests there's a pathway to get it up and running without needing deep technical skills right off the bat.
Okay.
The goal seems to be a single service you can install and run, and it just works, making that self-hosting power more accessible.
Right. So the idea is control, but maybe not needing a computer science degree on day one. That's good. Now, what about the actual streaming? People use tools like OBS, Streamlabs.
Yeah.
Can they still use those? Absolutely. Yeah, the sources are very clear on this. They state Owncast works with broadcasting software that uses RTMP.
RTMP.
Yeah, it's just the common technical way most streaming software sends video out to a server, like a standard language for video streams. So the sources actually list examples like OBS, Streamlabs, even Restream. If your current software uses RTMP, and most popular ones do, you basically just tell it to send the stream to your own cast server's address instead of Twitch's or YouTube's.
Okay, so you don't have to relearn your whole streaming setup. That's a big plus.
Definitely.
The sources also mentioned chat is built in. What's that like? Just basic text or?
They describe it as frictionless, which sounds like it's meant to be easy for viewers to join in. It sits right there with the video player on your page, and it mentions features like custom emotes so you can personalize things. And interestingly, support for building chatbots. That points towards, automating things or boosting engagement in that chat space you control. It's presented as more than just a chat box. It's part of building your community on your site.
Community is huge. Okay, so you mentioned a couple of other terms earlier that were in the sources. Decentralized and the Fediverse. Those sound significant.
Yeah, they are.
How do the sources explain what that means for the streamer and the audience?
So decentralized basically means your stream isn't tied to one single company's servers or rules. It's independent. And the Fediverse part connects your own cast server into this wider network of other independent social platforms and services.
Like Mastodon. I think that was mentioned.
Exactly. The sources specifically say people can follow and share your own cast stream from services like Mastodon. So the surprising thing here, maybe, is that Using Owncast doesn't necessarily mean you're isolated. It means you can be discovered and shared across this network of independent platforms. Your stream kind of acts like a social account within that network.
Huh. So it's like you own your house, the self-hosted part.
Yeah.
But you're also plugged into a neighborhood, the Fediverse, where people can find you and talk about you, even if they're using a different service in that neighborhood.
That's actually a really good way to think about it, based on their description. Right. You have your own space, but you're not totally cut off. You're part of a bigger interconnected web, but one that isn't controlled by a single entity. It's a different kind of reach.
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay, this source also gave a quick peek at the tech side. Open source, MIT license, backend in Go, frontend in React. What does that tell us, simply?
Well, open source under MIT means the code is out there for anyone to see, use, change. It signals transparency, community effort.
Right.
The Go and React part. Go is known for being efficient, good for the backend stuff, the engine handling the video streams. React is popular for building user interfaces, the web page part, with the player and chat that your viewers interact with.
Okay, so the engine room and the dashboard.
Kind of, yeah. It shows they're using modern tools. And again, the sources stress you can build it from the source code if you want, but the quick start is there for just running it.
And tied into that community idea, the sources mention contributing and support too.
They do. It's clearly framed as a community project. They mention having a code of conduct, which is pretty standard for setting expectations. And they actively invite people to contribute coding, design, docs, helping others. Plus, they acknowledge financial support through donations via Open Collective. It shows it's built and sustained by people involved, not, you know, venture capital or ads.
Okay, so let's try and pull this all together now.
Mm-hmm.
Based purely on these documents we've looked at, what's the big takeaway for you, the listener, if you're thinking about streaming or making video online?
I think the core message coming from these Owncast sources is really clear. It's about getting complete control and genuine ownership over your stream, your platform, your community space. Instead of, like you said, renting space on someone else's massive platform, you're building your own digital home.
Right.
It offers that freedom to customize, set your own rules, talk directly with your audience via the built-in chat, use the broadcast tools you already know, and even connect out to that wider independent network, the Fediverse, all by running this one piece of open source software yourself. It's really positioned as the path to an independent online presence built on your terms.
That idea of independence and control is definitely powerful. It stands out compared to how things often work on the big platform.
It really does. And that actually leads to a pretty interesting thought to chew on, maybe.
Okay.
Consider this. We live in an online world where control over your content, who sees it, your audience data, even whether you can stream,
mm-hmm.
it can all change based on a platform's whim or algorithm, right?
Yeah, that happens.
So what are the real long-term implications? The good and the bad, the opportunities and the hurdles of choosing a path like Owncast, this self-hosted, decentralized way of building a truly independent online presence. What does that shift in ownership really mean for creators and for viewers down the line?
That's a deep question. Definitely something to think about. So today we've done this deep dive into the Owncast source materials. We've seen it's this open source, self-hosted server, offers control, chat, works with standard tools, connects to the Fediverse, all built around this idea of ownership.
Yeah, hopefully going through these source points gives you a really solid feel for what Owncast is about and why it might be, well, an interesting choice if you're looking for more autonomy online.
And one last thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. Remember, for hosting software like Owncast or help with digital transformation, check them out. www.safeserver.de. That's www.safeserver.de. That wraps things up for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
We'll catch you on the next one.